And yet somehow the name Gene seems to you to be somehow vaguely subversive. It's a name that obviously your parents wanted a girl. Can you imagine my old man wanting a girl? You don't know my old man then if you say that. That's ridiculous. A girl. My old man had a terrible desire to get a Chicago White Sox third baseman. Now, even in those days, they did not think in terms of femininity playing third base for the White Sox. It may come to that on the Mets. But this was the White Sox, Dad, where you played hard baseball, you smoked, drank, swore, and you batted 174. It was a very different world. Well, how did I get this name? I will ask you. Well, I'll tell you how I am. I'll tell you. I was named after my old man. His name was Gene, too. But how did he get his name? That's the crux of it all. It seems that his sister, who was older than he was deep in this really tremendous romantic period that 15, 16-year-old chicks go through. They go, now the romantic period, of course, has changed a little bit now, that 16-year-old chicks apparently in those days were romantic about other people. Today, the 16-year-old chick will be romantic usually about herself. She will fall tremendously in love with herself and will romanticize herself beyond all recognition. Well, it was different then, and the old Aunt Glenn got very romantic, and she was reading a book called Less Miserable, which was a very romantic book, and there was a guy named Gene Valjean in there, which is the way she would pronounce it in the south side of Chicago. There was Gene Valjean. So it seems that at about that time in history, my grandmother was about to give birth to the greatest left-handed pool and snooker player to ever come out of 55th and Union. She didn't know that, of course, at that time. She was about to give birth to greatness. And so all that they knew was that they were about to have this thing. Well, then finally this thing was born. And they stood around and they looked at each other and they thought about it. And my aunt, being a very aggressive young girl, said that we should name him Gene. Of course, she couldn't go all the way. Gene Valjean. That would have been tough on the South Side, a name like that. So she says, let's go with Gene. So my grandmother says, Gene? And my aunt says, Gene, yes. As I said, she was a very aggressive girl there. So she says, Gene. So there's a lot of hollering back and forth. And finally, they decided to call him Gene. Well, my grandmother decided to, fine. So she writes down G-E-M-E. Which was, and this is the truth, on the birth certificate, which was absolutely against everything that my aunt, because she was really romantic, Jean Valjean, the whole business, and the clash of sabers and dark Parisian alleys and all that, Les Miserables. Well, so there was a lot of confusion, and my aunt took the birth certificate right back to the hospital and said, you changed it, you misspelled it. Well, they never heard of it being spelled G-J-E-A-M like that on the South Side. I'm telling you, I should say it. So they called up my grandmother. They said, there's this girl down here who says we misspelled it. And of course, they have the notary public and all that jazz. So my grandmother says, yes, that's the way it is to be spelled. It's to be J-E-A-M. Little realizing, of course, she had just given birth to one of the great pool players of that period. And also probably one of the greatest White Sox fans ever created, as and a lot of other things. So he became known as Gene in the neighborhood. Well, now, at that time, no one knew. The idea of it being a girl never entered anybody's mind. It really didn't. And they just said it was misspelled. In fact, I have rarely been, it's rarely been the J-E-A-N idea with being a girl's name. Has rarely been said to me. What is always said is that I don't know how to spell my name. That's what's always said. Well, I'm sorry. We are straight out, as we say, on the Chicago South Side, because certainly they knew trial and tribulation there. The trial and tribulation, the poor, simple denizens of the streets and the twisting byways of sewer-ridden Paris. Yes, Les Miserables. Oh, the laughing of irony, the great enigmatic face of existence. Les Miserables. Oh, all right, that's how I got my name. speaking is Les Miserables. This is WOR, AM and FM.